Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, it's a payday without a paycheck for federal workers impacted by the shutdown. In the last week of December, the Labor Department reported 4,700 unemployment claims involving federal workers as compared to 929 the week before. January figures are not yet available. Number two, the current shutdown becomes the longest ever for the federal government tomorrow, surpassing the 21-day closure back in 1995. The White House is reportedly examining billions set aside for disaster aid as a way to fund a border wall. Number three, the postponement of the Tappan Zee Bridge demolition is a bust for some riverfront businesses, expecting a boost from the bridge blast. A spokesman for Lyndhurst and Tarrytown tells LoHUD.com, the Journal News, that they have sold 200 tickets for prime viewing spots on the property, and they had set aside 10 $100 seats with mimosas to watch the show. High winds slowed down the prep work that was needed to set up the explosives. In sports, the Mets signed free agent Jed Lowry to a two-year deal. The Islanders beat the Rangers in hockey last night 4-3. The Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 4-2. Here's the weather. Sunny, breezy, cold today with a high temperature only around 30 degrees. Wind chills in the teens to the 20s today. Tonight is clear to partly cloudy, low 14 in some of the suburbs to 20 in Midtown. Tomorrow, cold with sunshine giving way to clouds with a high of 32. And the latest on the weekend storm is that the worst of the snow will stay to our south, but it's possible there could be a coating to an inch or two around the city, 1 to 3 inches south of the five boroughs. Then some clouds breaking for some sunshine by Sunday afternoon. Monday, sunshine with a high of 34 degrees. It is, after all, January. You can listen to WCBS News Radio 880 on your phone with the radio.com app, and you can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.